T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
100.7 star. On the phone with us is Dr. Venkat from the Allegheny Health Network, emergency physician and president of the Pennsylvania College of Emergency Physicians. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly, doctor?
Yes, you are.
All right. Dr. Arvind Venkat, thank you for agreeing to come on Bubba's show. Obviously, for at least in my lifetime, and Mel, I would assume your lifetime.
My lifetime too, yeah.
We've never seen anything like what's happening in the world today due to the coronavirus and restrictions. So we're looking for people to provide, you know, we want to provide good information without creating additional hysteria. What are the kinds of things that the Allegheny Health Network is doing? Let's start with this. So let's say, God forbid, we have to go to an emergency room. What are you doing to if there are patients that have the coronavirus, to keep them separated from the patients that don't? What type of protocols are in place?
So we are working very hard to have what's called external triage. So before someone even enters the emergency department, we first of all ask patients if they can to try and call ahead. That's not always possible in the emergency department, but if they can call ahead, that allows us to identify the patient as someone who's potentially at risk so that they're met by a nurse and a physician in full protective gear so that they can be assessed. We are setting up external triage in tents outside the emergency department so that we can separate those who might be infected with this virus from other patients who also may not have this virus but may be vulnerable if they catch this virus. And then in the emergency department, we practice what are called universal precautions and even beyond that to make sure that both the patient and those who are treating the patient are protected as well.
Now, when you first heard about the coronavirus in China and then it started to be seen here in the United States of America, why is this so different than other things that we have heard on the news over the years, whether it be H1N1, whether it be Ebola? Why is this different? Why is this spreading so fast and so dangerous?
So because it's a respiratory virus, and obviously we all breathe in and out and we cough and sneeze, it can transmit very quickly. Thankfully, it's not as contagious as some things like tuberculosis or measles. It's much more like the flu in terms of its contagiousness. But the two problems are that, one, we don't have a natural immunity to this in the society. It's a new virus, and so everybody's immune system is reacting to it essentially for the first time. The second issue is that it seems to be particularly harmful to those who are older and those who have underlying medical conditions. And so it seems to have a mortality rate that's higher than the seasonal flu. So when you have a combination of a virus that is easily transmitted and is more deadly to a significant part of the population, that's where it can overwhelm the healthcare system and overwhelm society.
One of the things that we hear all the time was flattening the spike in order to ensure that we don't overwhelm the health system. Is that the main reason that we're doing all of the quarantines that we are hearing about on the news?
Absolutely. So the term that the epidemiologists use is flattening the curve. And the idea is that when you have a respiratory virus like the new coronavirus, it can transmit very easily. And if there is a rush of people with severe illness that ends up in the healthcare system, you end up with a situation like what's happened in Italy and China and Iran, where the healthcare system simply does not have the capacity to care for all of those individuals. So if we can slow down the transmission, and the way to do that is, unfortunately, to go into the quarantine processes that we have now, then we can slow down the number of severe cases, and we can then allow the healthcare system to be able to react appropriately. We also can develop more of an immunity across more of society, which will hopefully, again, slow down the transmission.
Doctor, outside of the quarantine, if there are people that necessarily have to go to work, like everyone in the medical profession, which we can't thank you and everybody enough for going out there and working every single day, we might say, oh, we hear it all the time, washing hands. But what are some of the things, too, that we can do besides the constant washing of the hands to just stay safe?
So if you have to be near other individuals as part of your work or as part of some other activity, it's very important to try and maintain that 6-foot distance. This is not something where just being in the same room as somebody is going to put you at risk for being sick. It requires relatively close contact or coughing near someone. And so that 6-foot distance is very important. And then, of course, wash your hands, avoid touching your face. Those are activities that really will make a difference in slowing down the transmission.
On the phone with us is Dr. Vanquette from the Allegheny Health Network, bringing us up to speed. This is also a weird time, doctor. So, for example, I suffer from seasonal allergies. And as you know, this is the beginning of the seasonal allergy season. So, you know, at any given time, my nose might all of a sudden get a little bit stuffy. My eyes might get a little bit itchy. What are some of the things that are signs or symptoms that people should look out for to say, ooh, this might be something more than just seasonal allergies?
So, Bubba, I have seasonal allergies too, so I sympathize. It's my time of year as well for sneezing and having itchy eyes. And, you know, this illness seems to resemble the flu most commonly. So fever, cough, it seems to have more of a sore throat than what you'd expect for something like seasonal allergies. And some patients get vomiting and diarrhea as well. But what I would say to you, everybody who's listening, is for the vast majority of people, if they get this illness, they are going to be fine. And so we are getting very close to the stage now where if someone has symptoms of this illness and they are relatively young or they don't have other medical conditions, that the best thing to do is not to go rushing into the emergency department in order to find out whether they have this illness or not. If they feel similar how they would with any other upper respiratory illness or with a seasonal flu and they're feeling okay and they're breathing okay and they're able to still do stuff around the house, the best thing to do is to stay home because we don't want to overwhelm the acute healthcare system with patients who thankfully are going to get better and then are going to expose potentially other more vulnerable patients to this illness. So we're getting to the point now where, for better or for worse, it's going to spread, and we need to be thinking not only of ourselves but of everybody else and thinking about how we're feeling before we seek emergency care or medical care. Those who need it absolutely need to go into the emergency department. If you're having a hard time breathing, if you feel dizzy, if you feel faint, that's when you absolutely need to seek emergency care. But we all know our bodies. If it just feels like the flu and you're relatively young and healthy, better thing to do is to stay home and ride it out.
Dr. Vanquette, do we have any idea why the coronavirus, which is basically SARS, correct? It is just a different offshoot of SARS. Am I correct in that statement?
So coronavirus is a species of virus, for lack of a better word. So SARS is a particular coronavirus.
Okay.
MERS was a particular coronavirus. Okay. This is a different coronavirus. There are coronaviruses that are around that cause the common cold.
Oh, wow.
So it's a variation.
And so just to clear up one thing that I've heard one too many times, and I'm not exaggerating, I've heard it more times than I can count. People that are relatively intelligent are saying that the reason everybody's getting sick is because somebody ate a bat. Have you heard this?
So what people believe at the beginning is that this virus crossed from, you know, an animal species into humans. But it's not a matter of someone eating a bat.
Right.
It's that there's evolution of these organisms, and this virus has evolved, and we live in a globalized world, and so you come in close contact with things that we as humans have not come in close contact with in the past or in a higher degree, and then it crosses over from a different species to humans, and then it transmits, and that's where we are.
And one final question. Do we have any idea why the incubation period is so long? Because I've heard that somebody could be spreading it for up to 10 days and not have any symptoms before they have their first symptoms. Do we know, have any idea why?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, I think that's something that the people who are really specialists in infectious disease, they are studying very actively right now. I don't think we have a great answer for that, but that's another reason that we need to practice this social distancing, because even if you're feeling well, it's possible that you have this virus and that it could transmit to others. So that's why we've gotten to the stage where we are now, where we really have to think of everybody around us and just isolate ourselves to the extent we can.
Well, that unbelievable.
Great information.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Venkat. Obviously, we thank the Allegheny Health Network, all of the policies and procedures that you do in your emergency departments that you oversee at the hospitals to ensure everybody's safety during these trying times. Dr. Venkat is an AHN emergency physician and president of the Pennsylvania College of Emergency Physicians. Is there anything else you'd like to share before you go? We know that you're very busy, but we're just beyond thankful that you took a lot of time out of your busy schedule to talk to our Bubba Show family. Anything that you'd like to share before you go?
Yeah, I just would say that we as emergency physicians and everybody in the emergency department are there to care for you at any time that you need care. This is a crisis. We, for better or for worse, treat people with crises every day. And so we're ready for this, and my colleagues and I will make sure that you get the care you need when you need it, but we all have to work together at this time.
Well, thank you so much, and hopefully I think one of the most important things we can do now is get the testing out there. Once we get testing out there, we'll have a better idea of scope on how many people have it that will make things a lot easier.
Best wishes to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Venkat from the Allegheny Health Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.